Hello everyone. We continue our news items. Tenants of a city apartment block are seeing massive rats nearby. A property regeneration is being experienced in suburbs on the edge of Norwich. And a new parklet brings a haven of green for a local community.
Sweltering tenants living in a city apartment block are refusing to open their windows out of fear that massive rats living on their site will clamber in. The approach to Great Eastern Court in Thorpe Road is littered with rodent corpses, with scurrying sounds heard from the communal bins. Tenants living in the apartment block near the railway station believe the sudden invasion of the foot-long vermin is a direct result of the roadworks to install a new bus lane and cycle lane nearby. Property management company Rendell & Rittner said it had been working with pest control and had carried out a deep clean of the communal bins. In the past months, the vermin population at the site has spiralled out of control, said Vivek Sharma, who moved into Great Eastern Court in November. A spokesman for Rendell & Rittner said the issue is not isolated to Great Eastern Court, and the company is working to resolve the rat problem. The spokeswoman added, "We take the welfare of our tenants very seriously and have been working with pest control on a course of action and deep clean of the bins. The existing baiting program includes a pest controller on site every 6 weeks, which we have now changed to every 4 weeks."
Armed police officers were deployed on more operations in Norfolk last year, figures have revealed. Home Office data shows there was a 16% increase in the year ending March 2022, the third consecutive year-on-year rise. In total, firearms officers responded to 281 incidents across the county, up from 243 in the previous 12 months, and more than double the 116 seen in 2018-19. More frequent deployment bucks a national downward trend, but reflects the rural nature of the county, and more firearms being held by the general population. There are currently 20,223 gun licence holders in Norfolk.
Suburbs on the edge of the city are experiencing a property regeneration as demand is growing for more outside space since the COVID pandemic. Ben Allman, director of Ben Allman Estate and Letting Agents in Sproston Road, Norwich, said Sproston and Thorpe St Andrew were property hotspots for buyers and renters. Other agents in the city have added that homes in the NR7 area were becoming increasingly popular, along with more rural areas including Coltishaw, Halstead, Heatherset and Little Melton. In May this year, the Evening News reported the asking price for Victorian terraces and semi-detached homes in NR2 had gone up 20% over the last 18 months, alongside a 15 to 20% increase in prices over the same period across the suburbs.
A world-class wheat researcher has been appointed to lead one of Norfolk's globally renowned crop science institutions. Professor Graham Moore will become the director of the John Innes Centre at the Norwich Research Park, where he has worked for more than 30 years. His appointment follows an international search for a successor to Professor Dale Sanders, who announced his intention to step down as director last year, after more than a decade in the post. Professor Moore is internationally known for his work on wheat, one of the world's most important food crops. His research has earned awards including the 2018 Rank Prize for Nutrition and the Royal Society Darwin Medal. He also coordinated the 40 million Designing Future Wheat programme involving 8 UK institutions and has worked on global boards overseeing wheat breeding programmes in developing countries and the rest of the world. Professor Moore said, "I am delighted to take on the directorship of the John Innes Centre at such an exciting time as we commence new Institute strategic programmes and progress our vision for healthy plants, healthy people, healthy planet." The John Innes Centre is well known for its unique interdisciplinary approach, and I'm looking forward to working closely with colleagues to continue to build on our strength in fundamental science, as well as applying our knowledge to global challenges such as food security, climate change, and health and well-being.
When you picture a park, you probably think of wide open spaces, trees, and maybe a set of swings. But one Norwich man is hoping to shrink expectations and turn city streets into green havens for the community. With some reclaimed fake turf, a dozen plants, a parasol and a table and chairs, Liam Calvert took over a small section of the road outside Nelson Infant School. The 40-year-old father of two invited the Nelson Street community to sit, relax, and chat in the little park he would like to see become a permanent fixture. Mr. Calvert is a park-let campaigner, a concept that has grown in popularity in recent years. It sees parking spaces given over to small gardens cared for by residents or the community. How do parklets work? The London Borough of Hackney has welcomed parklets as part of its commitment to reducing the dominance of cars in the area. All designs have to be submitted to the council and must go through consultation stage, like a planning application. The council only signs off on the scheme if it is sure that the design is safe and there are no significant objections. The parklet keeper also needs to get insurance and is responsible for regular maintenance, upkeep, and eventual removal. The size is limited to 5.5 metres, the equivalent of one parking space.